Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And in today's podcast, I want to share a metaphor for how the mind works and how fear can actually become friendly. How, despite the fact that you're innately fearless, despite the fact that fear is largely irrelevant to whether or not you accomplish things in the world, fear can actually be useful within this understanding. So here's the metaphor. Imagine the mind's like a train station, and there are trains leaving all the time to any destination you can think of. Some trains will take you up into the mountains of ecstasy. Others will take you down into the depths of despair. Some leave the station quickly, and then they lose steam and they drop you off in the middle of nowhere. And others are slow to start, but over time they take you exactly where you want to go, even if you didn't know where that was when you first got on board. Now, at times, when there weren't many trains leaving the station, it would be relatively easy to hop aboard the trains taking you somewhere interesting and avoid the ones taking you nowhere. But the busier the train station gets, the harder it is to navigate. And you might even find yourself hopping from train to train, feeling incredibly active and busy, but never really getting anywhere in the process. Now, imagine there was a foolproof way to instantly know whether a particular train of thought was taking you somewhere good. You wouldn't have to ride the train all the way to its destination to find out where it was headed. You could simply hop off at the next station and wait for another train to come along. Well, this is the role of fear in the human system. Whenever you feel fear, and it's true as well for despair or hopelessness or righteousness or anything else, but we're talking about fear. Whenever you feel fear, it's the design of the system letting you know where that train of thought is heading. It's telling you to be still, to hop off the train and wait for a new train of thought to come along. It's not telling you anything about the world. It's not telling you anything about yourself. It's not telling you anything about your capability or your nature. It's just telling you there's nothing good waiting for you at the end of that particular train of thought. It's like pain. You feel a little bit of pain when you accidentally put your hand too close to a flame to prevent you from feeling a lot of pain and maybe even doing yourself some damage if you carry on towards the source of the heat. Well, the discomfort of fear is there to warn you of the larger discomfort and risk of doing yourself some damage if you carry on thinking the way you're thinking. And when I first came across this metaphor, a story came to mind. I had a very dear friend who lost her brother to cot death when he was 7 months old. And when her first baby was born, he slept next to her in a clear bassinet, and that way she could see him through the night. And on the very first night, she woke up in the middle of the night, looked over, and she thought he wasn't breathing, and she panicked. But in the midst of her panic, imagining every dark possibility, remembering the stories from her childhood about her brother, she heard a quiet voice inside her say, "That way madness lies." And she calmed down, and she took another look, and she saw the tiny rise and fall of her baby's chest. Now, I've kind of been a lifelong scaredy cat, and like I've said in the other podcasts, I've come to see A, that fear doesn't have to hold me back, and B, it's not even my nature. Freedom is my nature. But there's something about this notion that fear is on my side, that it's part of the kindness of the design, that I find incredibly comforting. Knowing that there's something baked into my psyche, baked into all of our psyches from birth, to protect us from the innocent misuse of our own imagination, is kind of wonderful. And knowing that all fear is reminding us of is that we're feeling our own thinking makes it considerably less frightening. And like I've said in the other podcasts, when you don't have to be scared of fear, life gets a lot gentler and a lot simpler and a lot kinder. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.